From his first childhood memories, Silio Shulay recalls his parents urging him to play sports.
But during this whole time, I was I had a guitar that my parents got for my brother, and I was riding it as a motorcycle, just like, you know, as a kid in the house, you know. So my parents were like, well, nothing else worked. We should maybe try with this guitar thing. He's 6 years old now. He's getting pretty old, and he's not doing anything with sports, but he's still riding that guitar.
That's when Shulay's lifelong love affair really began.
I started playing guitar when I was six. I started taking lessons and went to this school. It's like a vocational school in Romania, which is where I'm from.
Shulay says it was a program that layered a big musical emphasis on top of the standard academic fare.
In the morning, we would have like music classes, and in the afternoon, we would have general education like any other school. Then I got done with that after completing 12th grade and passing the baccalaureate exam. Then I came to the United States to study guitar.
Led to a Bachelor of Music degree from Middle Tennessee State University. His recent Master of Music and Guitar Performance degree came from Florida State University's College of Music. The school awarded him a graduate teaching assistantship and graduate dean's fellowship, an extremely rare double honor for an FSU guitar student. Now Shulay is pursuing a doctorate. Since his U.S. arrival in 2004, he's picked up an impressive collection of prizes from a bunch of prestigious competitions. He's also performed in master classes conducted by some of the world's greatest classical guitar superstars. Along the way, he also became fascinated with the very different tradition and technique of flamenco guitar, and now doesn't prefer one over the other.
Classical guitar does take more knowledge, and it does take more of that tedious work, making sure that everything is perfect. In flamenco, you know, it's more folk than anything else, and it's very, very energetic, and there are techniques in flamenco that I apply to my classical repertoire, and I think that doing both, which is my case, both classical guitar and flamenco guitar can help one and the other.
Knowing both styles of guitar also gives Shulay a better commercial outlet for his music because, as any musician in Tallahassee, Florida will tell you, making a musical living in the capital city is tough.
I have been studying classical guitar, so I have some things to do for school when it comes to that. So that has been my main focus. But I still play flamenco guitar anytime I get the chance, and I play gigs around town. I have a group called the Maharaja Flamenco Trio and in town, and we do a lot of gigs, and it's great. It's a lot of fun.
It can be a grueling and, shall we say, fiscally challenged existence, but Shulay keeps plugging along, confident that a brighter future awaits.
You have to stay busy. And right now, indeed, it's not one job. I do like multiple jobs that make up this one big job, if you want to think about it like that. But it's not a real job until I hopefully will be teaching at a university or something like that. So that would be my day job.
Although it seems probable that Professor Shulay will do at least an occasional gig at whatever nearby restaurant or bar needs a bit of flamenco fire to spice up their patrons' evenings. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.